Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: cloudy, a snow shower is possible, a low of 26. Just one day after it was determined his trial would begin on Monday, Andrew Obregon returned to Kenosha Circuit Court today and pleaded guilty to many of the most serious charges against him. Kenosha Circuit Court Judge Chad Kirkman accepted Obregon's guilty pleas to charges of first-degree intentional homicide, attempted homicide, armed robbery, and three counts of fleeing police. The rest of the charges have been dismissed. Obregon's crime spree across western Racine and Kenosha counties began when he was accused of the murder of Tywan Anderson in September of 2015 in a dispute over a drug deal. Obregon eluded deputies for nearly a month, often evading capture by driving into cornfields. He was arrested in Lake County, Illinois, after he severely beat a woman in Brighton and took her car. Obregon will be sentenced April 4th. The plea agreement does not place any limits on what prosecutors can request for his prison sentence. The maximum penalty for the charges included in the plea deal is 150 years in prison. A Racine County jury deliberated almost 6 hours Thursday before finding 33-year-old Brad Hayek guilty of a slew of felony charges issued in the hit-and-run death of a pedestrian Christmas Day 2 years ago, for which he could be spending over 40 years in prison. Among the allegations was homicide by the intoxicated use of a vehicle. The victim was 45-year-old Robert Castaneda, who was hit while crossing Romaine Avenue after having attended a holiday gathering at a friend's house. Hayek was accused of driving off, returning to the scene briefly, and then leaving on foot for his sister's house nearby. His blood alcohol level was measured at .063. Sentencing for Hayek is April 10th. The coordinator of the Stop Child Abuse and Neglect program for Lutheran Social Services went before the Racine Unified School Board this week, seeking help from the district to fund their classroom efforts in the next budget. Karen Featherston noted the SCAN message has been taught in the district for over 30 years at no cost.
We present lessons in 4K, 5K, 2nd, 4th, and 6th graders across the district and are written into the Family Life curriculum. Last year, SCAN taught more than 6,000 Racine Unified students to recognize abuse, to disclose it, and to identify sources of support. Above all, we teach that abuse is never the fault of the child.
The suggestion to cut costs by having teachers and counselors take over some of the classroom efforts for SCAN, according to Featherston, isn't in the best interest of students. She said 63% of their efforts with SCAN go into the schools, covering about 400 sessions, at a total cost of about $46,000. But there's now a funding gap of about $15,000, the reason for seeking a dialogue with RUSD about possible help in the 2017-18 budget. The city of Burlington is one of five new municipalities accepted into the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation's Connect Communities program, designed to advance downtown and urban corridor revitalization efforts. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Karko.
It was created to support and to complement the Wisconsin Main Street program, which began in 1987 and has resulted in the creation of more than 2,500 new businesses and close to 13,500 new jobs. Burlington and the four other municipalities make it now 66 participants into the Connect Communities program, which began 4 years ago. It's resulted in just over 200 new businesses and more than 1,100 new jobs, plus over $60 million in private investment. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.
Kenosha State Representative Todd Onstat believes the Department of Justice should dedicate a toll-free hotline for anyone to call if they feel they've been the victim of a hate crime. The Democrat is circulating a bill for co-signers to try and also help those who believe they witness a hate crime. Onstat is quick to point out this would not replace 911 for emergency situations, but he believes it would provide another tool for those who experience or witness illegal bias-based behaviors. A similar bill is being circulated by Milwaukee Democratic Senator LaTanya Johnson. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.